You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. On Sunday, October 20th, in the evening at Crossings Community Church, Oklahomans will have a chance to take part in the 35 Years of Friends tour featuring multi-platinum artist Michael W. Smith, who's a legendary musician and has sold so many millions of albums and blessed so many lives with his music. And we are honored to be joined in this broadcast with Michael W. Smith himself. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. And we're so excited about this event, the 35 Years of Friend Tour. I noticed, Michael, in the promotion, it talked about, of course, your hit music and also worship. Could you tell us what that evening will be like?
Well, we're going to try to cover 3.5 decades, which is almost impossible, but we're going to give it our good old college try. For years, I'm pinching myself that I get to do it this long, and, you know, I got 32 records or whatever, and you know, you find yourself, you know, walking off that stage and going, gosh, I didn't do this song, and I did do Go Wash Him, Man, and I didn't do Breathe in Me, and wow, all these songs that I wish I had the opportunity to do. And so this evening is going to allow me to do a lot of things I've never been able to do for a long, long time, because I've sort of, there's no opening act. I'm the opening act. So if you want to call the pop night being the opening act, that's me. So we're just taking some stuff off the shelf that we haven't done in a long time, which is some of my favorites, and we're going to play them that night. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Outstanding. People can search for links to that on your website, michaelwsmith.com, and check it out with Crossings Community Church. You know, thinking about your hits, Michael, one song that comes to my mind is, of course, Friends, along this theme of friends. Thinking about that song and how it transcended so many societal and cultural boundaries and affected so many people of all ages, I thought you could tell us how that song even came about or its significance.
Yeah. You know what? My wife and I wrote that song for a friend of ours that was leaving town. It's just so bizarre. I mean, it was his last sort of Bible study with this really close group of people that we had. And my wife's the one who said, you know, we need to get Bill a gift. Why don't we write him a song? Yeah, let's write him a song. I said, but why don't we write a song this afternoon and sing it tonight? And I said, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. And I'm outside playing with the dog or whatever, and 30 minutes later, my wife, Debbie, walks out and hands me this sheet of paper. And it's the lyrics to Friends. There's not one change from that original piece of music, the thing that she scribbled on a piece of paper. And so I literally walked into this, our first house we ever owned, this little one-story brick house, and I sat at this upright piano, and I wrote the music in 3.5 minutes. And we sang it for Bill that night, and everybody cried, and, you know, it was like, and I woke up the next day going, oh, my gosh, I think there's something special here. And then, you know, I thought I was going to pitch it to Amy Grant for her to sing, and I remember my manager saying, you know what, you need to cut this song. And little did I know that I've had to sing this song for the rest of my entire life. But it doesn't get old when you watch the expressions on people's faces every night. I mean, it's just, that's why it doesn't get old. You know, it's really, it's become the part of the fabric of their life in a special way, some maybe in a very joyful way and in a tragic way too. The song's been sung at many funerals and graduations, so it holds a special place in many people's hearts, and I'm grateful for that.
That's amazing. What a blessing. Well, speaking of friends, you've been so kind to Oklahoma and certainly a friend to our state and our city here in Oklahoma City. We think about how you used your talent from God to bless us on any time we'd remember the tragic bombing from 1995. Mm. Can you talk about what God did in your heart as you were part of some of those remembrances and on the anniversaries of that bombing?
Yeah. Well, it's just awful, you know. There's no words to describe what you're feeling, and you know, for some reason, I couldn't shake it, and you know, I began to talk to people who I kind of knew, who knew some of the families who were affected by that bombing, and then I don't really know how the whole thing really unfolded, but I just I started getting invited, you know, to certain things to, you know, pay tribute or be a part of some of the memorials that were done. And I think I was there on the anniversary of that bombing, what, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever it was. But
yes,
I mean, not that long ago, but whatever the anniversary was. I remember
on the 20th, I believe, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the President Clinton was there and whatever. So, but yeah, and I just have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends in Oklahoma. And so maybe that's why it sort of captured my heart, and I would just would do anything to do this. If I can sing a song or say something that would bring just a little bit of healing to somebody's heart, then it's worth coming over and being a part of it. So I'm very, very grateful.
Well, it certainly has been a blessing and a part of God's healing to us. You know, Michael, you've been part of many historic events as well with connection with Billy Graham. Is there a song or a memory that maybe that you can share that God has put in your life that's meant a lot to you and your family?
I mean, the one thing I remember about Billy is the very first youth night that Billy ever did. You know, it was met with a lot of opposition. And people were really scared of that. It's a whole other long story, but the first youth night that Billy Graham ever had was in Cleveland, Ohio, in October of 1994, and I was there. And so was DC Talk, and they'd never done that before. We just basically had a rock pop concert, and we, you know, there was 80,000 people there, and we watched 10,000 kids come forward. And I heard Billy give one of the best messages he ever gave, and I just will never, ever forget it. I mean, I was a mess. I just couldn't stop crying. And that was the beginning of many, many youth nights that Billy did. And they were very, very successful. And I think it really did reach a generation that was not being reached with the programming that they had in place for all those years. That programming happened on Friday and Sunday night, but Billy changed it up for Saturday night to really stay focused on the next generation. And to be able to be a part of that, I mean, I still pinch myself that I got to sort of watch something historical unfold.
Thank you for sharing that. Michael, thinking about the Friends Tour, what are some of the songs that you hope to bring forth during these times that might be special to your fans and listeners?
Well, I think of Breathe In Me.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that song. It's from the I'll Lead You Home Tour. It's a tearjerker because it's just talking about people struggling. I mean, I think people love songs that are authentic and honest, and that the song was really written out of a really just a very, very low time in my life. A little bout of depression, and I still can't even believe I'm saying that. I've never been depressed my whole life, really. But it was just something going on in my life, and I still can't totally fully explain it, but that song was written out of being in that spot in my life. And but just singing those kind of songs I think people can identify with. Life's hard for a lot of people. And so just some of those songs. And then, but hey, we're going to be doing Go West Young Men, Place in This World, and Friends, and maybe Missing Person, and Cross a Goal from Change Your World record. You know, so there's a lot to pick from. That's going to be the biggest challenge of, oh my goodness, we have to, in a 3-hour night, we have to figure out what to do from 280 songs. So it'll be a challenge, but I'm confident we'll get it figured out, and it'll be a special night.
That's outstanding. Again, the concert date is October 20th here in Oklahoma City. You know, Michael, you've been part of, you know, writing and acting and, of course, music. And I've heard you say how music was your first creative outlet. And could you talk about how music is a powerful language, how it speaks to so many, and why it may transcend culture like that?
Yeah, you know what? I can't put my finger on it. I think music is the most powerful universal language there is, and how a 3.5-minute song can completely change somebody's life is fascinating to me. It's such a mystery, but I mean, I've seen it firsthand. I've been told firsthand, you know, that, you know, for example, Place in This World. I mean, so many stories about that song that completely changed people's lives. You know, girl getting ready to commit suicide, on her way to a lake to hang herself, and on a pop radio station, Place in This World comes on. She pulls off on the side of the road and totally just weeps and loses it, and she's never been the same since. So you know, one story like that is worth my whole career. That's why I do what I do.
Good word. I can remember being a teenager and hearing that song with my foam-eared headphones and just crying out to the Lord, and what a blessing it was. Michael, you're blessing so many lives. How can we pray for you or your family? What are ways Oklahomans can lift you up to the Lord?
Yeah, well, you know what? Just pray for strength, you know? This is going to be a grueling tour. It's exciting, and we're all excited. The whole band's excited, crew. I mean, we're just thrilled to be doing something that we've never done before, but it's a lot of work. You know, a lot of travel. So just pray for safety and pray that we won't get sick and I can hold up vocal-wise to do all the singing every night. I mean, it's just really basic stuff, but it's important stuff. I mean, your worst nightmare is you get sick and you have to cancel a tour, and we certainly don't want that to happen. But, yeah, I'm going to say for health and that we're protection and that, you know, we'll just stay dialed in spiritually on the road. You know, I have a great, great team on the road, just such great people. It's like it's my family on the road. So we're all very close. So just that this would be everything that God wants it to be, and that it will be life-changing for many people who come.
Absolutely, we will. Well, the concert's October 20th. Michael W. Smith, thank you for taking time on the podcast today for sharing about your music and about this upcoming tour. We'll pray God's blessings on you.
Great, I appreciate it. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you again. Go to Michael W. Smith for more and check out Crossings Community Church, October 20th. Thank you again, Michael.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Blessings, you too.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.